USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order to promote free speech on college campuses.
Today's action is just the beginning of our efforts to protect free speech and advance our students' rights agenda.
Heavy flooding that began last week from Minnesota to Missouri has killed at least four people and caused over $1.5 billion in damages. Hamburg, Iowa, is one of the towns hit hardest by the floods. Their mayor, Kathy Crane, says they will be rebuilding.
This is a tough community. We're little, and we're not wealthy. We want to keep our businesses here. We want to keep our home. We want to keep our citizens. They're our people. We've known them all our lives.
Crane was speaking there on CBS News. Weather forecasters are projecting that flooding may continue through May in parts of the Midwest. The Dow was up 217 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway says even she is shocked at her husband George Conway's tweets lately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter questioning the president's mental stability.
My husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which is known as the year of the tweet, George Conway sent exactly zero tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband recently calling him a whack job and a stone-cold loser. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More problems for Facebook as they have notified hundreds of millions of users that their passwords were stored improperly and were able to be read by employees at the company. That problem has since been resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new report out from the Environmental Working Group found that spinach and kale are the two vegetables that contain the most residue from pesticides. Now, rounding out the top five include apples, strawberries, and nectarines. The group also found that 90% of samples of strawberries, apples, cherries, and nectarines tested positive for two or more pesticides. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian, and she joined CBS this morning and reminds us.
We live in an environment where pesticides can stay in our soil and our water for decades.
Yeah. But I hear you saying it's okay to eat it as long as you don't eat a lot of it.
Well, it's also, we have to look at the amount that's in the food.
Yeah.
How much is in there, and how much is going to actually have an effect and increase our risk for these health issues that we mentioned previously. The EPA, the USDA, they're saying the amount in these foods are not enough to really cause a lot of problems. The Environmental Working Group also says the benefits of eating these do outweigh the risk of those pesticides. So what we can do is buy organic when we can't afford it. You can buy frozen when the food's not in season. Save some money doing that, mm-hmm. right? Don't use pesticides in your yard. Try not to. Try not to use them in your home gardens.
Heller also says you got to make sure you remember to wash your fruits and vegetables.
And I think we forget when we buy things like parsley or basil. They need to be washed when they're fresh. We need to wash melons and lemons and limes. And that doesn't take off just a lot of the pesticide residue, but a lot of the other detritus that these vegetables and produce are exposed to in transit and prep. We do need to wash our fruits and vegetables, but a lot of us forget to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.